Okay, so we started with the parsha of Korbanos, and here's the rub. There are over 100 mitzvahs in the Torah about Korbanos. But when you look at some of the Nevi'im Achronim, I mean, some, almost all of them, almost every one of the Nevi'im Achronim of substance, where you have, you know, more than two or three prakim, Hoshea, Amos, Micha, Yirmiyahu, Yishayahu, Yechezkel, practically every one of them, at some point in their book, they take issue with people who scrupulously obey the details of the sacrificial order while not being attentive to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, between the interpersonal relationships. And while doing so, some of them really, you know, I despise your kabanos. What do I need from your kabanos? You think I eat them? I despise them. The fat of your kabanos makes me sick. I'm tired of your Rosh Chodesh kabanos. I'm tired of your Shabbos kabanos. This is Yeshayahu. Yirmiyahu goes so far as to say, you know, God never told you about kabanos when he took you out of Egypt.
Which should be his...
What?
When you say this is Yeshayahu, you mean like Hashem said... This is pretty much essentially, you should look
okay,
at it as
yeah,
Hashem
okay,
said
yeah.
this.
I'm assuming that the prophets are speaking the word of God.
Of course.
So Yirmiyahu says, he violates the Torah by telling them, you know what, your kabanos is so worthless, you should eat your olos. It's a death penalty for eating olos. There's a Navi is on record telling us to eat olos. So what does all this mean? And then he goes and tells
us... Not only,
us,
but how could you? Olos are just completely burned anyway, right?
And then he goes on to say, the next pasuk, Ki lo dibarti esav oseichem biyom hotzio sam eretz Mitzrayim al divrei olov azavach. I did not tell your parents to eat, to make kabanos. What's truma tetzavak isisa vayakab akudav ayikra tzav shmini? Eight parshios about kabanos. It's preparing us for kabanos. So it's in that chumash. You know why? This is half Torah, what I just said. It's very rarely read. It's read about two times a century. But it is a half Torah. It's very rare because it has to be a leap year, and it has to be a very rare kind of Shabbos when it's not Shabbos Parshas Zohar. Because in a leap year, it's always Tzav is always Parshas Zohar, and in a non-leap year, there's no exception to this. It's always the Shabbos before Pesach. And with the first case, the other case is a very rare exception. We had one about 15 years ago. So. But anyway, so this is the Haftorah of Parshas Tzav, which is all about Korbanos, and I'm taking out the Haftorah that tells me that God never told us about Korbanos. What's all that about? Right? So the Kli Yokor gives, I think, the most amazing answer. There are lots of answers to this question, but it's an amazing answer. If you medaktek one word, it says, Lo dibarti es avosechem. I never told your parents, Biyom hotzio sam eretz Mitzrayim, the day I took them out of Egypt. Not literally the day God took us out of Egypt, he told us to eat matzahs, I guess, I don't know, but what did he tell us the day? Meaning, around the time you left Egypt, I did not tell you about Divrei Olav HaZavach, I did not tell you about Korbanos. So, Biyom, Yirmiyahu uses that terminology, the day I took you out of Egypt, a few times in his book, meaning around the time, and what's later in Perek Lamed Daled, this is Perek Zion, later in Perek Lamed Daled, he talks about the day I took you out of Egypt, I gave you the command to set your slaves free. And you didn't. You're keeping them beyond 6 years, you're working them beyond the Yovel, and if you won't set your slaves free, I'm letting loose Bavel to make you slaves. He speaks about God telling us about letting our slaves free the day I took you out of Egypt. Now, just in case you want to chop me on this, I have to full disclosure. There is a Yerushalmi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that says that God did tell us about the laws of Eved Ivri while we were still in Egypt. Right? So that we really feel the bite of slavery while we were still slaves ourselves. You hear it? Fine. But the Kli Yokor says, Biyom Hotzio Sam Eretz Mitzrayim means at around the time I took you out of Egypt. Not necessarily the actual day. See, here's the point. If you look in the Chumash, in the strict Seder of the Chumash, forget about Ein Mukdam and Meucha right now, but in the strict Seder of the Chumash, right after we left Egypt, we crossed the Red Sea, right? We were given some mitzvahs, the man, even some mitzvahs at Mara, right? The Gemara says Shabbos, Kibud Avaim, and some additional dinim and mishpatim. And then you have Aseres HaDibros, right? You know, the war with Amalek, Yisro telling us to have judges. Aseres HaDibros, and then a few mitzvahs about a Mizbeach, right? And how not to build a Mizbeach, but not with, not with steps, right? And then we have some Parshas Mishpatim, and then Parshas Truma. That's out with the whole thing about building a Mishkan. So this is Yirmiyahu's message. Chevra, God taught you Mishpatim before he taught you about the Mishkan. In other words, there's a whole corpus of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and you're losing the forest for the trees. You're making such such a big deal. You're making a priority of the korbanos when the mishpatim were given to you first. Now listen to Yirmiyahu's words. Ki lo dibarti esavo seichem biyom motzios amitzmeret mitzrayim al divrei olav azavach. I waited to teach you about korbanos first to teach you mishpatim. So that's what he means. In other words, the korbanos are very important, but it may be that to God, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is more important. Doesn't have to take anything away from the ritualistic laws, right? And then Yechron seemed to make that point. So what's the Kliyakar? He says, listen to the first pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tosim lifnehem. Right? Lifnehem is a masculine word. Teach them mishpatim lifnehem, before you teach them korbanos. You get it? Lifnehem mishpat means these are the mishpatim you shall place before the Israelites.
Korbanos is feminine plural.
Korbanos? Yeah, but it's a masculine word. Pluralized feminine, fine. Shulchanot is, it happens.
Okay.
Your dayim is feminine. It looks masculine. It switches over often. Leilot, Laila is a masculine word. Halayla hazeh. Right? So it happens in Hebrew quite a bit. Right? So how did we know that Laila is a masculine word? Because in the Tanakh it's masculine. Some words, about 15, go both ways. But anyway, korban is masculine. Okay. But it's pluralized. It's not korbanim, it's korbanot. So, mishpatim asher tosim lifnehem. Make sure that you prioritize. And that's how you should teach your children too. Prioritize with them. This is not to say chas v'shalom that one is, that Bein Adam L'Makom is not important. But look, Avraham is engaging in Bein Adam L'Makom. God is talking to him. He pushes aside Bein Adam L'Makom for those guys, those strangers. So in any other ancient culture, and I've studied them, that man gets killed for that by the gods. And he is this source of mockery of his people for making such a stupid mistake. You don't push aside your god for a flesh and blood. You could sacrifice that flesh and blood for your god. That's a good thing. Right? Give him some food. But you don't, I'm not talking about these gods don't exist, of course. I'm talking about in the writings of these people. This is what happens. Right? So when Avraham behaves this way, and the rabbi is commenting on it, glorifying it, and say, what a wonderful thing. Gedol hachnos hazorchem, that bolos bnei shechina. I think it's making the same point. I'm in the middle of writing a book on this topic, giving 30 more rayas like this, but starker rayas, really good rayas from Chazal. God himself in Chazal is saying things like that. Take care of my tzelem elokims. You don't have to worry about me. I can take care of myself. Like if a person is carrying a Sefer Torah and he stumbles, help, make sure the person doesn't hurt himself. The Torah is going to take care of himself. So I once spoke about this in a drasha on a Shabbos morning. That, and saying, making the, like it's almost an absurd claim, that if the Torah was holier than a human being and had its own inherent holiness, it would miraculously help fix it, you know, pick itself up. Right? It can't. I'm worried that it seems that there is a Maimar Chazal like this, that the guy who pushed back the Aron from falling in the Torah of Shemini, that he should have known that Yaron would never fall. But that's wrong. Yaron can fall. Yaron was taken by B'nai Eli to battle, and it was captured by the Philistines. You know what I'm saying? Yaron has tremendous power when we're doing the right thing. So maybe that was his mistake. He should know that right now we're doing the right thing, so this Aaron has great powers. But when we're doing the wrong thing, Aaron has no powers. So the Yerushalmi and Sota says he urinated in front of it. He had to go to the bathroom very badly, and he had the honor. His father was the one holding it for 20 years. So he had the great cover, the walking by its side, and he just had to go. He couldn't stop the procession. He didn't want to embarrass himself running. He just took care of himself right there on the spot when no one was looking. I don't know. So then the Aaron no longer had its
because of that one action,
because people were behaving insolently next to it. So I don't know. It's a hard thing to figure. I have a whole different interpretation of what
is this idea there. Also related to Bitachon versus Hishtamas? Just kind of curious. I'm drawing a parallel between.
Yeah, but you know what? It's perfectly okay to say I'll have Bitachon as if though I have no Hishtadlus, and I'll have Hishtadlus as if though I have no Bitachon at the same time.
Yeah.
In other words. When if my bitachon makes me feel that my hishtadlus will work.
There you go.
Okay. So this is why. So this is how the Nevi'im approached Kavanos.
Right, so was there ever a time where the Nevi'im said you're doing Korbanos? Well, they're saying you're not doing korbanos correctly, but you're doing Ben Hanam Chaberu correctly.
I was just about to do that. I was just about to go there. It seems that it switches in one navi, just one navi. Okay. So we'll do that navi tomorrow. Okay. The navi is the last navi, Malachi.
Can you go? Why are the words?
Let's see. Amazingly, he switches.
Why do words have genders? At all?
That's in the ancient world that was done more often. I think it was part of its nius. Separates masculine and feminine. It's a sign of. I think so. I don't know. That's just the most.